I would walk out of the building because we would take turns going in. Oh, wow. Some points we would do a solo or whatever. And I remember there were so many times that I would walk out and I'm like, okay, panic attack. And here they come just throwing holy water at me. I'm like, just douse me.
Yeah.
It felt like a spiritual wet t-shirt contest.
Oh my God.
You know? It was like a really cool experience.
Oh, that's really wow. funny.
Yeah. I was going to say baptism, but like, what's your kind
or of baptism.
No.
Thank you. Baptism works.
I know the ghosts are standing by like, what the hell are you watching?
No, the ghosts are standing by holding up 10. Oh, yeah, sure. They're voting.
They're trying to.
On today's episode of Holly Weird Paranormal, we have one hell of a memorable sit-down with this duo, Elton and Corey, who are the brainchilds behind the Overnight Channel. Now, if you're not too familiar with them and their channel on YouTube, let me give you a little background. The Overnight Channel is the newest channel from your friends Elton and Corey over at TFIL. And after 5 years of creating content in the paranormal realm at some of the most well-known and haunted locations around the world, they've created this channel to fully dedicate it to all things that live in the night. Since their success of the Overnight Channel, they have now transitioned into podcasting with their new podcast, Haunted Homies. Haunted Homies actually is a live podcast where they film in front of a live audience within haunted locations. Let me just give you just a background of some of the locations that they actually record these episodes. Bobby Mackey's, Pennhurst, the USS Salem in Boston, and the haunted Buffalo Naval Park. And these are just to name a few. Let's sit down with Elton and Corey as they recall some of their most memorable and scariest moments in some of the most haunted locations. Also, what was it like to actually meet Annabelle the doll? Was she a smash or pass? You have to tune into this episode. You will definitely laugh. You'll probably cry from laughter, and you'll definitely need a circle of salt because it does get scary and it will get Holly weird. All right, guys, so you already know the drill. Get comfortable, grab your favorite iced coffee or iced tea, maybe sit within a circle of salt, or maybe curl up with your favorite Himalayan salt lamp to lick, because we are about to get Holly weird with Elton and Corey of the Haunted Homies podcast. Hey, all you Holly Weirdos. Before we jump into episode 105 with our Sit Down with Haunted Homies podcast, there's a couple of things we actually want to share with you all. We are so excited to announce that Holly Weird Paranormal will be joining our friends from LA Not So Confidential, Dr. Scott and Dr. Shiloh, in the first annual Parapod Festival. We're so excited. So come and join us in Santa Clarita, March the 31st through April 1st for the Parapod Fest. It has something for everyone. It has speakers and panels talking about UFOs, Bigfoot, ancient civilizations, true crime, and workshops that are going to cover breath work, crystals, and so much more. Stargazing will also be included, along with the haunted house tour in a ghost town that will be led by Ben Hansen. If you don't know who he is, he was on Fact or Faked, Paranormal Files, and UFO Witness, and so much more. So please join us for the first annual Parapod Festival from March 31st through the 1st. There is something for everyone. You can definitely find tickets and more info at theparapodfestival.com. And if you'd like to learn more about the festival, you can definitely stalk them on social media, on Instagram at Parapod Festival. And as for the location, it will be held at the Hyatt Regency in Valencia. So if you go on to their website, parapodfestival.com, you'll find tickets, you'll find more information, especially if you want to travel and stay the night. They also have information on lodging and so much more. So we hope to see you there. And real quickly, lastly, if you love Holly Weird Paranormal Podcasts, please give us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps us indie podcasters out so much. And if you want to stalk us on social media, you can. On Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Holly Weird Paranormal and Twitter at HWP Podcast. If you wish to help donate to the podcast, support us, you can do so for as little as $1 or more per month. We do have a Patreon page, so if you head on over to patreon.com/Holly Weird Paranormal, you can help support the podcast. And you'll be gifted in so much merch, such as pins, stickers, coasters, and magnets. You'll also get a little shout out. And speaking of shout out, we do have one that we definitely want to give a big shout out to, and that is Serena Silva. Thank you so much for your support and donation. It really does mean the world to us. And if you want to learn more about Holly Weird Paranormal Podcast, you can head on over to our website, hollyweirdparanormal.com, where you can read our bios and even get caught up on past episodes and seasons and take a tour through our merch store if you want to support us a little more right there. All right, guys, so let's get ready for episode 105, our Sit Down with Haunted Homies podcast. Hey guys, welcome to Holly Weird Paranormal Podcast. We're your hosts, Tammy Murhat Chavez.
Hello, I'm Bryce Mitchell Williams.
And you're in for a good haunted treat.
Yes.
Sitting with us today is the brainchild behind the Overnight Channel and now the new haunted podcast, Haunted Homies. Yes. Meet our haunted new homies, Corey and Elton.
Hey!
Welcome to the podcast, guys.
Thank you.
So we noticed that you guys have this new little podcast going on, but you've been a part of the paranormal world for quite some time. So tell us a little more about the Overnight Channel and how you guys have evolved today and a little more about Haunted Homies.
Cool. How far back are we on? 25 weeks of haunted? Is that like the good starting point?
Yeah, we can start there.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, like, we always did paranormal videos. Like, I think first one was like 2016.
Yeah, 2016.
2017, wow. 2016, 2017. I mean, even before that, he was involved in it. I lived in a crematorium.
What?
So casually. So as like I said, you know, I lived there, and then we always had to, whenever we'd travel, right, we'd seek out like a haunted place. It's part of what TFIL is. It's like travel, adventure. It's do cool things, once in a lifetime things. So like Paris Catacombs, Suicide Forest, Waverly Hills, like these were all things that were like, let's do them. Mm-hmm. And then we found out we enjoyed them way more than like we thought. Mm. And then COVID hits and a travel channel can no longer travel. But the places that were all open were the abandoned places. And they were like, hey, like in Ohio, right? Like Ohio State Reformatories, like you can come, but you can only have 6 people. And I'm like, perfect. We're not a TV show. We only have 5 people.
Yeah.
Like this is perfect. And then we're just like, let's just do it. We made like a pack, like let's take it as seriously as we can, like learn as much as we can. First video back was with like someone like Linda the Ghost Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Later we ended up working with like Patty Negri. And then as we kept going, we kept adding people, learning more, getting more different devices, going to different locations. Like we always made sure to learn as much as we could from people at locations, tour That's guides.
Good. Yeah.
And after 25 weeks of that, people were like, these are great. Like keep going. And like we were kind of one of the only ones really doing it that consistently at like that kind of like level of like devices and cameras and audio recorders.
Yep.
And then from there it was like, let's just keep this going and create the Overnight Channel. So it kind of just came out of people being like, dude, we love these. Like, please keep them going.
And it happened organically. That's what I love so much about hearing these stories. It's just like, we're going to do this because we love it. Mm. We're going to learn from it. And that's something that I always appreciate about creators and investigators as well. Like, to tell you the truth, like, I'm not a big fan of paranormal YouTube, but I am a fan of your videos. And I'm being real.
Thank you.
Because what I told you before, I love your representation of the females that you put in front of the camera. Mm. And behind the camera as well, your girlfriend. she hustles too. Mm-hmm. Like you know, she's got your back. And you have Patty Negri, and then you have Linda the Ghost Hunter. That's amazing.
And quite a few more.
And yes, and that's what I really love to see. And at the same time, I hear it time and time and again, especially from Patty. Mm-hmm. Like you guys are so open to learning, and I love that. And I really do appreciate that. And I've seen this. I've seen this arc with you guys in your videos, especially in the locations that you investigate. You listen and then
you kind of follow your intuition and just lead on.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that's why it is great with, you know, how many girls we do work with, because a lot of haunted locations, spirits seem to talk to females more easily than guys guys are more intimidating.
Yeah, and I've tried wearing dresses, and it just Patty just gets better results. No matter how high my heels are,
no matter how well you trim your beard, man.
I'll fly in Patty every time over wear stilettos anymore.
Yeah.
But it is, we were talking about that actually on the way here. It's so interesting because there's this weird sort of like bravado that comes with this world. I feel so often it's like, I know best, and like I'm gonna like kick the door in and like tell the ghost what to do, and then they're like, why aren't we getting any hits on our machines? Like, literally scared them off. Like, what is this? And like refusing to learn or collaborate. And we've been very lucky, I think, because the people that we've sort of surrounded ourselves with are very collaborative. But I feel like in general, so much of this industry is people like telling you what they know. You're like, do you know anything?
Do you know?
We don't know anything.
Yeah, we really don't.
I think that's like, we were talking about. I think that's what I love too, is like your channel is so open to the unknown, because again, that's literally what we're studying.
What we're studying, and like, you guys have fun.
That shouldn't be the exception, but I feel like it so often is.
It is, yeah. You guys have so much fun. You guys are so funny, and you're so quick with your responses. But tell us a little more about the places that you guys investigated and what you guys have discovered and developed.
Ooh, well, I mean, if we're starting with places, we got to say one of the most legendary that we did was the Warren Museum.
Tell us. Give us the tea.
Yeah, that so I'll lead it in, and you can take it over from there. But like in 2018, I think end of 2018, I reached out. The only way I could figure out how to get a hold of anyone at the Warren Museum or Nesper was through Facebook. And like no answer, right? And then every year I'd be like, hi, can we come to your museum, please?
Yeah. Can we come see Anna Bob?
Yeah.
No, yeah, send him an edible arrangement. Yeah.
Can we please have Spooky with you? Yeah. And like, and every year I'd send another message and send another message. And then I didn't send a message in last year. I didn't send one. And out of nowhere, we got a message being like, hi, do you guys still want to do this? That's not how Dan talks. But, you know, but he was like, hey, do you guys still want to do this? And we're like, and Ginger like immediately like shook me awake and was like, look at this. And I was like, what is going on? And she was like, and I was like, yeah, cool. Yeah. They're like, let's get on the phone.
Amazing.
And that's literally how it happened. But like, but the reason I only bring that up is that I'm so glad that like they didn't say yes in 2018, because we would have blown that opportunity. We wouldn't have known a fucking thing. Like, not saying that we know anything now, but we would have been really stupid.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
things happened for a reason.
We would have been kids in a candy store and eating the shelves.
Yeah,
like we would have been so on the wrong track of everything. We wouldn't have known. So yeah, when they finally like were like, yeah, come do it, I was like, this is cool, because it was right after a huge sprint of like 14, 15 locations in a row. Like, we had just done like Sally House. We had just done like place after place after place. So we were like kind of already like on our game, I think, like a little bit more focused. And then, he hit us up, and I think I called you and was like, can we go right now? Like, we need to do this.
And we immediately left.
Yeah.
We literally just got back.
Yeah. And I was like, we got to go. Like, we got to get on the flight.
I mean, when you have an opportunity to go to that type of museum, you take it.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was an incredible investigation. And it was probably the scariest investigation for me. Just because if you say the wrong thing there something from inside there does attach to you, like it's bad.
Yeah.
Like that's bad. You know, you can go to the Queen Mary.
Is it?
In the corner, like, come on with me.
They told me, warned me. They were like, before you ask any question, you have to start it with, in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, at least 400 times that night. Swear to God.
Ironically, 666 times.
Exactly. Yes.
Just say one more time. No, I'm good.
It became a drinking game. It became a drinking game where people like, you have to take a shot every time.
Yeah, watching the video.
Our watch time on the video is 4 minutes because they were blacked out by
us. Yeah. All right.
YouTube analytics are just boom. Yeah, it was really, really cool. And honestly, it was more of like an influential experience beyond being in the museum. Like, that was great. Like, you can learn about it. It's cool to see them in person, but it was more about what you don't see is the caretakers beyond Dan, beyond Tony, like everyone in the team takes it like extremely seriously. And like, there's a whole level of sincerity that like you would never think. You would think like the guardians of Annabelle would be like, "Wah!" But they're not. They're sweethearts. Yeah. Like, they're gentle, gentle giants that made us popcorn. It was like,
they did so
a lovely experience, but they were like educating us the whole time. Like, they were like, you know, anytime there was a concern that popped up from you or Corbin, like, they would kind of ease it and like talk your way through it. And so, yeah,
I would walk out of the building because we would take turns going in. Oh, wow. Some points we would do a solo or whatever. And I remember there were so many times that I would walk out and I'm like, okay, panic attack. And here they come just throwing holy water at me. I'm like, just douse me.
Yeah.
It felt like a spiritual wet t-shirt contest.
Oh my God.
You know, it was like a really cool experience.
That's really funny.
Yeah. I was going to say baptism, but like, what's your kind
of baptism.
No.
Thank you. Baptism works.
I know the ghosts are standing by, like, what the hell are you watching?
No, the ghosts are standing by holding up tents. Oh, yeah, sure. They're voting.
They're trying to haunt you more so you get more holy water. Like, we want to see that nipple.
Yeah. I know the guy's cutting glass.
So possess him. Was that investigation like just the night, or like how long were you actually able to stay around that area?
I'm going to have to literally visualize my own video to remember. I think we got there like 5:30 because the sun wasn't down. I think we got a tour of the museum almost immediately after, so probably like 6:15. Wow. That took like 2 hours. Then I think from there we kind of like spent like 30, 40 minutes gearing up. And then I think we did a 3 hour, maybe 4 hour long version where it was only two people at a time. So we like shift in. So like me and Corey, and then Corey and Corbin, and then me and Corbin, and then like that. And then we took like another breather, met Arnie Johnson, talked to Arnie Johnson for a little bit about that. And then after Arnie Johnson, then it became like the 3 a.m. period where we went back in. So I think all in all, we were there for basically like 14 and 15 hours.
That's great.
Yeah.
Remind me of Arnie Johnson. That was the one from The Devil Made Me Do It.
Correct. The newest Conjuring 3 movie. Yeah.
Do you know about that story?
I haven't seen the movie. But.
He believed that a demon had possessed him and caused him to kill his landlord.
His brother.
Oh, okay.
You know, so it was his brother that was the one. And then Arnie challenged, basically saying, get out of him, come to me. And then,
Oh, wow. So tell us, Annabelle the doll. Smash or pass?
You know, it, which is so weird. It doesn't even catch us off guard. We've been asked this so many times.
We have to know.
And every time I say, you have to smash her or she'll kill you. You have to. If you don't smash her, she will smash your car.
Junior prom.
Oh, I know. Damn. Just play some Brian Knight. Yeah, yeah. Give her some chocolate, some flowers. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you have to smash Annabelle. 100%. Knowing that's under discretion that everyone is right and she is not a 7-year-old girl. Because that was it, right? She was impersonating 7-year-old girl, but then they found out she was like a super, like she's like 800 years old, 100% down. So experienced. You're she probably wrote the Kama Sutra.
Fine.
That's true. You were already lubed up. You were already ready to go.
Just like
Annabelle wearing white, like douse me with holy water.
Oh my God.
If you want to say a couple, like in the name of Jesus Christ for this podcast, okay. Like, I understand.
Yeah. Annabelle's like, I want you to say that in the name of Jesus Christ.
Call me by your name.
You don't need a safe word.
Strange thing about my vagina, it's named name of Jesus Christ. So get in the name of Jesus Christ, Corey.
That was good.
Coming and going.
Oh,
there we go.
She wants you to ring her Annabelle.
Annie.
More like Hannibal.
Stop. I have a girlfriend. Stop.
Yeah, her name's Annie.
So after the Warrens Museum, like, what were the other locations that you guys traveled to that you were like mind blown?
Ooh, one of my other favorites was Dracula's Castle.
Stop.
Yeah.
That was before, right? Yeah, that was before.
That was before.
Oh, in timeline, that was before.
That was before.
But still, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Just Dracula's castle. It's fine.
The evidence that we got there was insane. We got one of the craziest things. So he was on the other side of the castle, and then me and one of my friends, we were in a torture chamber room.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was so weird, because as we're in there investigating, we're getting incredible evidence. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm very happy with what we're getting. And then the door to enter the torture chamber room, it either opened or it closed. I can't remember which it was, but I remember less than 30 seconds later, maybe a minute later, we just hear him screaming.
Stop.
Screaming. So we're like, what the fuck happened? So we go running over to him, and the door of the room that he was in slammed shut so hard it flew one of our devices across from the door. It was insane. What room was that in? Was that in the queen's room?
That was in the queen's master bedroom.
Yep.
Oh my. What do you guys feel is there at the castle? Could it be the tortured souls of, you know, Dracula?
I mean, full discretion on that. Dracula was never there. It's completely fabricated.
What? You sure? He didn't stop there for one night?
Nah.
No?
No documentation at all whatsoever in any capacity, like no history book ever.
That's good to know. Maybe.
A 1/100th of a percent chance that he was there for like
night. Hey, do you know which way the woods is?
Yeah, like basically stopped there to use the restroom. While imprisoned.
I know.
But the torture devices 100% makes sense, because that's where he was.
Yeah.
And then the room I was in was the queen, which I don't remember her name precisely, but she was the one who basically like dedicated like the remainder of her life to renovating this castle to like pristine condition, and like handpicked every single little thing and like loved it. And that's the room we were in when that happened. And like our EVP recorder caught, like, I believe it was It's the Queen or I'm the Queen. I can't remember. It was years ago. Mm-hmm. So like everything lined up. Yeah, Queen Bee. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
She's just in her castle.
But what just made it so cool was, you know, what we kind of put together was she was possibly with me in the torture chamber room. My door opens or closed because she was leaving to go to the other side, gets to him. He's in her room, slams the door because she's pissed.
Yeah.
Because you're not in a wet t-shirt.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yep.
No,
seriously.
Yep.
Or sitting on one of those medieval spikes.
Yeah. Mm. So that's actually one of the torture chamber device little thingies. It's a little spike and you sit on it and then you just sink. You know what I mean?
No.
Yes,
no.
I've been to the Abbey. It's fine.
I think it might be a little bit longer than anything at the Abbey.
I don't know. Depends on the night, really. Yeah.
You ever seen a 12-foot one?
I don't have to answer that without a lawyer present, so it's fine. Yeah. Well, and we always talk about this, how often the sort of layers of trauma that are imbued in objects or locations, so seeing that much activity around a place where people were being mutilated and tortured, like that makes so much sense that would be then reverberating through to the present.
Right.
Oh, definitely. But that's so sad if they're stuck to the devices. Like if they're stuck to the objects that killed them, like that spike, or there are even some more where they would like just tie you up on a bed and what they would just like roll nails over you. And like, it was just, it's bad. And it's crazy because we were getting activity when we would put, you know, cat balls or flashlights or, you know, any other device on, you know, the torture chamber device. It's just fucking sad.
Yeah. It is.
It's super sad. Being stuck to that.
It's if maybe they're not stuck, maybe it just absorbed a lot of that trauma. Good. I mean, feelings and that energy is so strong, can't be, you know, destroyed, can't be easily created, but it could possibly be absorbed into that iron, and it could be replaying over and over again. Could be a possibility.
Stone tape theory.
Yeah, stone tape theory.
Yeah,
or parallel dimensions. Like maybe we are the ghosts that they're seeing, and they're being tortured, and like, what the hell's going on? Yeah. Who knows? So yeah. Now another friend of ours has been on a couple of your episodes, Zachariah the Witch.
Yes.
A shout out to our friend. I know. We have so many mutuals. It's amazing. And can you tell us about your investigation with Zachariah?
What was the first one with Zachariah?
Was it Cecil?
It was Cecil, because Linda brought Zachariah as her spiritual bodyguard.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this dude just came in, fucking 6'6", all black. Yeah. Looking like Neo from the Matrix. Yeah. The Undertaker.
That's what I was going to say. First thing I noticed, I was like, damn, dude, Zachariah is dripping right now.
I know.
Came you have straight a crush from on him the wet t-shirt.
He looked like
that.
Yeah, he looked like Lucifer went to the Abbey.
Always.
I know. We had to do a double take.
We did a Zoom interview with him recently, and I was like, why does he look so good on Zoom? Like,
I know.
You.
He's like, guys, I just like threw on something. I'm like, yeah, right. You did.
Oh, sure.
This whole thing.
Yeah.
So tell us about, you know, your experience with Zachariah and the Cecil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Zachariah that night, I know, wasn't as involved as I think like he would be had, you know, like it was kind of like Linda was like, let me bring him to keep me safe. So I think Zachariah like kind of held his ground, but also like we just met him and, you know, he probably knew it was like a really expensive, difficult place to get a hold of to film at. We're the only the second ones ever to get permission.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Other than Ghost Adventure. So it was like, I remember him being there and obviously he made a great enough impression that we were like, hey, come back another time. And not like as an assistant to someone like, hey, come back.
Yeah.
But he was kind of like more sensing the energy, what he was feeling, but he wasn't ever being like overbearing. He was still letting us go about our methods and like ask the questions we wanted to. And then he would be like, that feels to me like it's right. Mm. And to me, that was cool because he'd always like say things ahead of time. And then we'd have something like line up, which I think obviously is a lot more validating than like
a thing happening
and then him being like, oh yeah, I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
We
always talk like one of the things that we try and be very honest about, and I think you guys are in a very similar boat, is like first and foremost, we are looking for validation. But a large piece of the pie is that we are in the entertainment industry. And so we are still producing content. But I think that the effort to, you know, we've all seen those shows, those experiences where they're like editing to make it look like whatever they want to happen is happening.
Yeah.
So then when you do meet people who are able to like corroborate and, okay, like we didn't manipulate this to happen. It's just like organically these two things like prove that this is true. I think that's such a... It's such a much more valid experience.
Yeah.
Like, we're not trying to like trick the audience or make it look like flashy and cinematic. Like you can go to a movie and see that. Like we're actually here to try and be as truthful as possible, even though we're also trying to entertain.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's what kind of sucks about the amount of people on YouTube, you know, that are faking ghost hunting content.
Truly.
When it comes to us, we're having the most incredible catball conversation. Yeah. We're like, catball's going off. Yeah. It's answering our questions. And then they're like, well, it didn't fly. And there wasn't an old lady walking on a cloud. So this video sucks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the one benefit that we have in terms of like the entertainment element is that we're funny first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we have never had to, like, heighten anything, fabricate anything, alter anything. Even times, like, most videos, like, when I have enough time in editing, I won't, like, even cut things out. I'll actually, like, just fast forward the screen and, like, leave it.
Yeah.
So everyone can see, like, no one moved, no one got up, no one did anything. I'm just, like, I'm keeping the pacing up for the YouTube retention of in terms of, like, they don't want to also sit there for 2 hours and wait for an answer, right? But I'll fast forward that 20-minute gap or whatever it is to 4 seconds, and you see it. And I think for us, like the entertainment element that we are able to deliver, we don't have to worry about it at all while investigating. Yeah. It's just be funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's be funny, fuck around, scare each other, you know, be obnoxious.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So we're very like lucky in that sense. We're like, I have never ever felt pressure being like, we have to get evidence tonight. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, and also a lot of videos, we just trash them. I mean, I was looking last night at my hard drive. I was like, man, I have 7 investigations of like huge locations, but nothing.
And that's the reality of investigating.
Yeah.
We're not always going to get something.
Yeah.
And people want to see like an Eli Roth scene happening in front of them. And we're not going to get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I really appreciate about your channel. It's like, no, here it is. And that is something that I notice in a lot of people in the community talk about. There's a lack of humor. There's a lack of sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
People are just too serious. And there's a lot of funny people out there that have been told by executives from networks, you're a little too humorous. Can you like dim it down and be more serious? Yeah. Like, no, that's not.
In reality, they're not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They're not wrong. Like we have more comments from people saying you guys are too goofing around too much.
Mm.
Then we have comments, people saying you guys are hilarious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There is a wider range of people that want to see paranormal that is what they've been trained to see.
Truly.
Super right. serious paranormal. They want it to be intense. They, you know, they want it to feel like a horror movie.
Yeah.
And it's a weird juxtaposition from us where it's like, you're going to get that at the end of the night. Like, yeah. I wouldn't be uploading the video if we don't get somewhere. Mm-hmm. But first, you got to deal with 45 minutes of us, like, having a wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
You know, like,
you're going to like it.
Yeah, it's like, it's you, like, you have to deal with both. And there's so many people that were like, I would love to watch your videos, but I can't deal with these jokes. And I'm like, all right, dude, then fucking, don't. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
There's so much Pass. Other content.
Go watch some other shit with an After Effects editor. I don't give a fuck. Just, like,
yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But it works out in our favor for the humor, because we get some pretty insane evidence. And the amount of people we've talked to, they say it's because we're so silly.
Yeah.
Yes,
they say the spirits
true, yeah.
love how we're just goofing off. We're happy. We're not going in there. Who killed you?
Yes. Tell it's that us. Vibration.
Yeah. It's like party, you know, have fun, like lift the mood a little bit.
Also, like, ultimately spirits and energy are reverberations from the past. Like, if everyone's coming in screaming at you, like, I would assume as a spirit it must be like a nice like, oh my god, mm-hmm. like someone told a joke, like, thank god
I haven't yep. laughed in like 500 years.
Yeah.
You know,
dude, one of the best some of the best evidence we ever got was at Blair House, and it was because we were mm-hmm. saying oh, wow. yo mama jokes. Swear to god. Incredible evidence.
Can you give us a yo mama joke right now?
Okay, so this was a classic one from the video, and it's like one of the only jokes that made them. Did they even laugh at this?
No.
Let's just act like they
did. You're talking about the very first time we were there?
Yeah.
There was like 100 jokes.
Yeah, but that cut down, they laughed at like 4.
No. Laughed at like 100 jokes. That was literally the first time ever where I was like, I have to fast forward my footage. No one's going to fucking believe
yeah.
that they're like
oh, yeah.
only laughing at certain jokes. And that was the video like 2.5 years ago.
Crazy.
Where I was like, I have to fast forward.
That was like 2-3 hours straight of just yo mama jokes.
That was from literally like 2:15 in the morning until like 5:30, 5:45.
Yep.
Just not, like, the sun was up and we're like still like, yo mama. And we're like, what is going on?
Yeah. Your mama's so dumb, she went to the dentist to get a Bluetooth. You know, and it was surprising that a ghost from that long ago would know what a Bluetooth is,
right.
You know, so they are getting smarter, you know, that's some good evidence right there.
Yeah. And then we went back a second time, like a year and a half, maybe 2 years later. My timeline's all scrambled now. And like, we did the same thing. We're like, let's go to the room.
Yeah.
Let's tell some jokes. We know that because of our video, a lot of people go up there to tell jokes now. And we went up there and like nothing. No, not a single joke for like an hour until I made some kind mm-hmm. of a joke about like me having a small penis.
Yeah.
And then all the devices were like, oh my God.
Yeah, they did
and
like that.
And then it made that like, because it was the only R-rated joke we had told
the
whole night. And then everything went off and we're like, oh, they are still here. And they mm-hmm. just, but now they want some more graphic jokes. And
yeah,
I don't know. We do weird, stupid shit like that. We don't just show up every place with like candles and a Latin ritual and hold hands and cut our wrists and bleed onto the floor
right.
and,
yeah.
and go give me we don't
but there is sort of that vibe of like, this is how it's quote unquote supposed to be done.
Yeah.
Like, who is this for? Like, who made this rule that I like know. It has to look this certain way? And I often find that when we were just at the East West Players Theater
mm-hmm.
and I was just talking with Tanya, like, her and I were just having a normal conversation and the device was there on the table. But I think I'm like kind of a ghost cooler in general because I'm so like, what's happening? Like, what's going on? So I very rarely experience what like you and Matt and Tanya, like you guys are so open and so aware of what's happening around you. And I'm like, I don't see anything. But when her and I were just having a conversation, asking about like her personal life and just like chit chatting, the things that were happening around us were like undeniable. There was like someone shaking the table and someone like walking around us. We could like feel the vibration on the stage floor. And I just kept looking at her and she would just like nod her head and be like, yeah, that's happening. I'm like, okay, cool. But I think when you start trying to make it look the way that Hollywood tells you it needs to look or other channels, whatever mm-hmm. might work for them, it's just not authentic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people who run these places that are mm-hmm. the caretaker of these places, they want to make sure that you're not going to justify it as that, you know, you're not going to use my space and turn it into like a satanic ritual because that's not the type of space it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, but it's going to cost extra.
That yeah.
mm-hmm. But you're going to pay.
Money talks.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get this like kind of cool balance because there are definitely times where like locations are like Ancient Ram Inn would be from the recent round that we just did, you know, the owner literally sent me a message and was like, do all these things. Mm. Like, be loud, be mean, be evil, make threats, do all this. And I had to, like, show it to you and Matt and go, like, or sorry, Matt wasn't there on this one. You know, but you and whatever. Oh, my God. I can't remember. Josh was there.
Was it Josh?
Yeah, Josh. Yeah, and Dan.
Yep. Yeah.
And then show it to them and be like, look, this isn't me, like, being the one that's, like, wants to do this, which I do. It's, but it's, like, this was, like, for best results from the person that's owned it for however many years is saying, do this. Mm-hmm. And at that point, it's, like, he leaves. You know, he goes
outside. Oh, immediately.
He goes outside and I go and do that thing, the thing that, like, people do want to see. And that happens all the time. Like, when we did Queen Mary, like, I went to B340 and was, like, volunteered myself to be possessed while they were, like, playing with, I don't know, you were in the ballroom. You guys were in the ballroom.
Tap,
like,
dancing.
Yeah, tap dancing.
Yep.
And here I am, like, with two witches, three witches surrounding me being, like, put this, you know, go inside of it and take him over. And I'm like,
I'm ready.
Yeah, and I'm just sweating, like, give it to me.
Damn.
Now I wish I was there for that.
No, you don't.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
So what was your opinion on the Queen Mary? Like, what was going on in your head, like, in that ship? Like, what is there? What do you think is there?
Oh, so was it the last time we were there you got Mr. Possessed, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the last time?
Yeah.
So.
And the problem, maybe the last time anyone will be there.
Yeah, because it's sinking.
Mm-hmm. At least, like, 5 years before anyone steps foot on it again.
Jeez. Yeah.
Oh, I heard that they reopened it, like, for only, like, it's reservations only for, like, 1 or 2 hour intervals. Like, you can go and tour the ship and get some of the ghost stories, but it's, like, so booked right now, you can't. So
oh, that's cool.
Wow.
Yeah. They're not letting anyone sleep there for. No.
Exactly. They're just doing these, like, 2 hour interval tours, but they're just, like, from 12 to 5 and 5 days a week.
I wonder if that's per, oh my God, the Commodore's request. I forgot his name.
Hmm.
The dude that was like, I will die on this ship.
Oh.
You know what I mean? He was like, I've spent my, the guy who's in our video two times back. Mm. I forget his name. I believe it's Commodore something. He was like, I will make sure I die on this ship. Like, I will live my, like, my last breath here. Like, I love the ship more than anything else.
Wow. Yep.
Oh my gosh.
And, like, so when we heard they closed, we're like, man, what's he going to do? Yeah. So I wonder if it's like, and he was the guy who gave us our tour with the ghost stories.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that was, like, per his request as well. Like, please let me keep this legacy alive, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love the Queen Mary. Mm. We've been to the Queen Mary so many times, and it's one of my favorite places just because the activity there is great. It's great activity. And I believe, wasn't it with Zachariah?
Mm-hmm.
That with the bear, right?
Yep.
Yeah. We had this bear device, and what we probably had it for, was it a year at that time?
I think about 2 years by that time.
2 years has never once went off.
Damn.
Ever. But we were in a room with Zachariah. He was doing his thing, like he was doing great. And then all of a sudden, he gets the bear to light up as if the child spirit that's in there is holding the bear's hand.
That was from all of us stomping
around.
That's right. It went off because we were like, let's play. Like, let's be idiots, and like we're like, do you want to, like, you know, like when little kids like stand on your foot and you stomp around with them, we're like, good, stand on our foot and stomp around.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we, like, it got to go off.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that was also after, like, we opened the pool doors. Mm-hmm. Like the doors to the you know, the pool, which hadn't been done in I don't know how long either.
Area's been restricted for ever. Yeah,
we were allowed to go like I think it was 48 inches in, and they had pre-marked a line to be like, hey, you can't cross it, like, for safety reasons.
Yeah.
So we knew that there was like a pre-marked line in the tile that was like, don't cross this.
I mean, that says a lot about you guys for them to allow you in that area because there's someone I know who used to allow the YouTubers and social media individuals to come in, and they would prevent them from using that room in particular. And he's like, the things that they would say, like, do you know who I am? But I'm so surprised that you guys got that.
My least favorite Hollywood phrase.
Like, we talked about this. One of them even said it in his video, like the Titanic. We're like, oh my God, he just literally called the Queen Mary the Titanic.
I know. Bless. James Cameron. Get it together, James Cameron.
Wait. Are you saying that, like, YouTubers are going to ghosts and be like, do you know who I am?
I know.
I'm 30K on TikTok.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
Answer me, ghost.
That ego.
It is. And it's alive and well in this community, unfortunately. But that's what I mean. Like, if you just go in there with some good intent, you'd be surprised what you guys come out with. And that says a lot, too. Like, you guys were given this access and you're like, okay, we're just going to see what we're going to feel and have to run out when we need to. So,
yeah, I'm pretty confident. And I say this like no ego, just like honestly, just looking at it. I don't think there's any location on this planet that we can't get access to now.
Hmm.
whether it takes time and permits and, right, like Alcatraz, right? Like that took a decent amount of time going through the National Park Services and things like that. And like we're on the wait list now because we kept getting bumped off of like shoots that wanted to do like 5-6 nights. So like obviously those shoots get priority over ours. But like I don't think there's any location out there like we can't get a hold of now that's like willing to be like, sure. And like we have the history. Like, and we tell every location that they're like, oh, we don't like YouTubers. I'm like, call anyone. Call literally any owner of any location you want, and they're all going to be like, fucking love them.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Like, and I've done that numerous times, and then I'll get a text being like, hey, just talk to so-and-so. You're good.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool, thanks. Yep. Like, you know.
Yep.
And we're gonna put that to the test this year and see if we really can get every location I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, that's what happened with the East-West players.
Yeah.
They were like, I mean, it took like two references for us to get in there because they thought, oh, what are they going to do here? Are they going to get it wrong? But yeah. Have you guys heard of the East-West Players Theater in Little Tokyo here in downtown Los Angeles?
No, I did literally last night because I was looking at, for a haunted theater in LA.
That's
homies at.
Yeah. Yep.
And I was looking at top five haunted theaters in like Southern California. And I was like, oh. Cool. There's like three in Los Angeles that are like smaller.
First of all, every theater is haunted.
Every theater is haunted. I will talk about that afterwards. So we went to go investigate it and things were already happening. We captured EVPs, but it's just like the history of that place is so palpable. And especially the surrounding areas is like really intense. But that place is definitely a good place for you guys to investigate and like learn about. Yeah.
Cool. There's really not many places in LA that are like either known or simple to get a hold of. You know, Queen Mary's off limits now, Biltmore, like Presidential Suites, like $6,000, $7,000. Cecil, obviously, is like impossible now.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you're literally a Section 7 housing resident, you know? So, it's like there's not really too many places that are left, even though one up in Glendale, like you can't get a hold of anymore. The old women's hospital.
Oh, yeah. Ravens. Is it Ravenswood, Ravensdale?
Yes, yep, something like that. Ravenswood, yeah, you can't get a hold like of that anymore. Yeah. They will not let anyone do anything paranormal. Like,
They're heavily protected now. Yeah,
and that the Chuck E. Cheese in Van Nuys.
Yeah, you can't get a hold of there anymore after the 10 kids in the ball pit.
Yep, super sad. Super sad.
We're totally making that up.
Just I know.
I was like, hold on.
No, I mean, that's believable. A haunted Chuck E. Cheese in Van Nuys, I would definitely believe that.
I was just excited. I mean, Tammy was like,
don't go in the 17th aisle at Walmart in Studio City.
How funny would that have been if we just held that?
It's like telling someone, don't go to a Costco on a Sunday at 12.
Don't do it. Don't do it. We should have committed. We literally should have committed and then like brought you guys and be like, this is the most haunted ball pit in the world. And you guys are just
go in there.
And we're like, yeah, throw the balls around.
Like, is this used Band-Aid a ghost? It seems like it is.
It has residual energy. Put on the cape too.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Yeah.
Have you guys noticed the more that you investigate, because this is what Bryce and I noticed too, the more that we investigated, the more open we become and the more things start to happen and the more intense they become. Have you guys noticed that?
Oh yeah. Most stuff I definitely have. Like, I haven't even told you this yet. Something happened last night. And so pretty much like ever since we...
Every night.
Every
morning. I haven't even told you this. This happened last night. And I'm like, hey, here we go.
They're talking to me, dog.
Who?
Them. Dad. All of them.
All 10 kids. From Chuck E. Cheese.
The balls are everywhere.
Balls in my face.
No, that's not paranormal. That's just...
Bye.
Sorry.
Bye.
But so we went on tour last summer. And when we came back, I definitely had something attached to me. And it decided to live at my girlfriend's apartment. Super cool, you know? Went on for a couple months. And it got so bad that I was like, hey, I have to go get Patty. I was like, Patty has to, like, cleanse this house or something. Like, we need to get this to stop. So we went to Patty's. She made some, you know, cool little witchy stuff for us. And it made everything stop. Everything stopped. But then... last night.
Oh shit.
So weird. So weird. I'm in the kitchen and I hear the bathroom door that's right next to me. I hear it slam. And then I immediately hear a and I'm like, what? I was like, there's no way. Because my girl was in the shower on the other side. And I'm like, there's no way. Because there's two bathrooms. And I'm like, there's no way that was her. So I go running in there. She's in the shower. And I was like, did you just walk out there or something? She's like, no. And I was like, okay, you know what? Forget it. Never mind. So then I go back into the kitchen. I'm like doing dishes or something. Like 20 minutes go by. And I go into her room. And our dog, her name's Navi. And she goes, Navi's being so weird right now. Look at her. And our dog is just in the corner of the room with its face to like the glass on the mirror. And it's just staring at the mirror for like 2 to 3 minutes. Like she posted it on Twitter this morning because it was so weird. And I was like, what's going on? Like, why is stuff happening again? And then she said, do you think it's because I closed all of my closet doors again? And so she has a closet where it's like this way and this way. And it's all mirrors. So they're kind of facing each other in a way. And it's like a portal. And ever since I came back from tour, I told her, don't close the closet doors. Mm-hmm. Like, it's opening a portal. And so we've left them open this whole time. And then yesterday, she closed them, and all of that stuff happened within, like, an hour. Yeah.
But also, like, that's for crazy. A ghost that's not paying rent, you are sighing an awful lot. Like, I know. You can pay me to sigh. Otherwise, yeah. Like, this is not your house.
Oh, dude, I can keep going, though. It's okay, so this was probably 2 months ago at the most, right before we had Patty cleanse it. So one of the maintenance guys, he'll come talk to me because, you know, we'll chit chat. And then he knows that I went on tour and went on the trip and everything. And about 2 months ago, he came up to me and he was like, did you go on another ghost hunt recently? And I was like, no. Oh, exactly. I was like, not too recently. Why? And he's like, because I just had to have my wife cleanse me last night. I think you brought something here. And I was like, what do you mean? Oh, this was right after we got the stuff from Patty to cleanse her apartment. And he goes, the hallway that you live in, weird things have been happening the past couple of days. And I was like, what? And he goes, a couple nights ago, it was around midnight, and I heard a woman like screaming over and over again. And I go to the hall, and it turned more into a whistling, but it wasn't coming from any room. It was just the hall. Was making a whistling noise. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's weird. Then the next day, the light that is above our entrance door in the hallway, they had to take out because it was screaming. They were like, it sounded like the light bulb was going to explode. So they had to cut the wire and just take it out. And they still haven't fixed it to this day.
Jeez. You know, super weird. You know what's fun about this?
Huh?
We live together. Guess what's never happened in our house? No sighs. Oh, no screaming light bulbs. Nope, nothing. Ginger's never seen anything. Wes never seen anything. Chaz never seen anything. The only thing my dog stares at, it's his own reflection just because it's stupid. It's not, you know, seeing a ghost.
I saw someone walk into office.
But here's the thing. Who saw that?
Me.
Interesting. No one else.
Yeah.
What is this supposed to mean?
And by the way, my office has every single haunted item I've either ever been sent or been given. I have like a first aid kit from Waverly Hills. It's 100 years old. I have brain scans from different hospitals. I have a brick from the Edinburgh vaults. I have all these different items. Never had anything happen in the house. The only person is this guy.
Don't you think it's kind of like you're like when you go to your friend's house that has a cat and you're like, oh, I'm not like I'm allergic. Like, and the cat is like obsessed with you.
Yeah.
And you're like, no. And then like whoever is like, I'm a cat person. Like, I love them. The cat's like, fuck you. Like, yeah. I think it's like. I get that vibe often where it's just like, oh, you're like open and like ready for seeing things. Like never.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think it's just him. I think he's just got a little friend of friends, 10 friends.
Yeah. I mean, our vibration could attract certain things out there. You never know. Maybe he has, you know, abilities that are far more stronger than yours. It could possibly be something like that.
No, for sure. I don't have any abilities.
What happens when you're, I mean, this is just now morbid curiosity. What happens when you're like, possess me? What is the result of those types of things?
On that one, I didn't think anything.
Yeah.
And then we had a mic on me that like, I don't know, we janked, like we rigged our own mic. Sure. You mean like we don't have Rhodes or anything like that. I even had our, who was like an assistant researcher PA. He was like brand new, never done anything. I needed someone to film it because no one would do it. Evan wouldn't do it. Jonah, really? They were both were like, fuck that. Yeah. We're not fucking doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That might have been Kyle on that one. But whatever. The camera guys were like, we're not fucking doing it. And I had to be like, hey, Jerry, can you hold this camera, sit in this corner of the room and don't speak? And he was like, sure, dude. You know what I mean? And then Evan like gave him this necklace. And like, so we like just rigged like a mic to my shirt because I knew he was going to be super far away.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's just hear the audio. And like, you know what I mean? Like whatever. And then going through the audio, it was like flatline. And then in editing, like we got to it months later. Mm-hmm. I mean, like we're even right now, we're like editing stuff from 6 months ago. It's we're really far behind. So like, I didn't think anything happened, but apparently I had like a conversation with myself or with someone for probably like 45 seconds, wow. Something mm-hmm. like that. But like, I never like did anything weird. Yeah. Like after that, like I think like when I left the ship, it ended. Mm. Maybe I saw some, I don't know. Like there was no video. I think it was like when I was going to the bathroom and it was just like on. And just like, it is what it is. And then, but yeah, I've never.
And you don't have a memory of that.
No, I literally didn't.
Like you don't even remember like your side of the conversation.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember when I showed him the audio, I was like tearing up like,
damn,
the fuck.
Yeah. He really was.
Is this.
He was about to cry. You know?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I didn't know, but like never. I've also always had the mentality of like, you can't do anything to me. You know what I mean? Like I've always had that kind of wall up of like, I don't care how hard you try.
Yeah,
it's just like, you can try while we're here, sure. But when we leave, like, fucking stay here, dude. Yeah. Like, that's it, you know? Like, fight me in the boxing ring. But when I step out, like, it's over. So, yeah, I've never tried to murder him yet, which is surprising.
Any day now, though.
Any day.
The seconds are ticking, Mark, frankly.
Fun fact this. About his haunted apartment building, me the whole time.
You're just like in a sheet with the eyes cut out.
It's just me closing the door like, oh, she's gone. Thank God.
Like, I'm sorry, did you close the door on my mirror? Like, that's my house, I guess.
That's my home.
Yeah.
So tell us a little more about the Haunted Homies podcast. Like what made you guys come up with this idea wanting to go into podcasting and YouTubing? Like,
yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Can I just say it went so much fucking better than we thought.
Yeah.
Like when I tell you, like we didn't know what we like literally, you know, people always like, no one's ever done this before. Like no one's ever done that before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every location was like, you want to do what here?
Yeah.
That'll work. How are you going to do this? How are you going to do that? And I was like, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
They're like, how are you going to get power? How are you going to get seats? How are you going to do this? How are you going to, and I'm like, I'm going to bring it. I'm going to like brought my motor home and like plugged in our generator. And like, and basically for context, every single stop on Haunted Homies, every episode of Haunted Homies so far has been done from within a haunted location.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
90% of which do not have power.
Right.
Or bathrooms or air conditioning. Right. You know, yeah. Summer. Like they don't have stages. They don't have speakers. Like they don't have any of this.
That's
and we're
true.
Like, okay, we want to go ghost hunting with like our subscriber base, our fans, because we had done that 2 Octobers ago and it was super fun. We did it at Suicide Bridge. We did it at Biltmore. We're supposed to do it at Cecil. And then Cecil, the city, moved forward way faster with like their Section 7 program. So they voided us out real quick. They're like, hey, we can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
So we did the ghost hunts. We're like, okay, the ghost hunts were like super fun. Mm. Let's do more of them. Like, let's travel around and do ghost hunts in different cities and we'll go to them because not everyone can afford to fly to LA. And because of that, I was like, okay, well, ghost hunts are only from, I don't know, like 9 p.m. to 4 in the morning.
Right.
I was like, well, what can we do beforehand so we can meet more people, create a ticket, a cheaper ticket price. And like meet everyone and hear their stories and create a show. And then from there it was like, okay, let's do a show. And then it turned into like how we created the show. Like let's have people submit ghost stories. And then as it went on, it became more comedic and more comedic and more comedic. And I think like the episodes we're dropping now are like right at that teeter point where we found that really nice balance of like really serious stories, but like absolutely no filter and like very comedically driven.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna, the episodes that are coming out pretty soon start to get really crazy, especially the school episode.
Yeah.
I wish we could talk about that. The stories that these kids were telling us is just so unbelievable. And it's not haunted. It's not, it's just, okay, imagine this. We're doing a live show. We're like, so has anything crazy ever happened at your school? They threw a kid through our ceiling. What? We're like, what? And they go, look, and there's a news. It's on the news.
Well, it started by we always wanted to, we really wanted to make sure people had a good time.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? Like and the whole thing was we knew that the core of the episodes and the core of the show were going to be, we want people who are in the audience to submit their stories. And then that way we not only we can read the story, but we can bring them on stage and talk to them. Because like, imagine like if right now you were just reading stories and then it's over and then you're like, cool, that was great. You can't do a follow-up. Like maybe you can do Zoom. It's not the same thing. And the other great part is when they're sitting, like how close we are to each other.
Yeah.
If you tell a lie, I'm gonna fucking see it. Like if you say one thing and I'm like, you're either you're lying or you're withholding or you're exaggerating or your body positioning changes, like it's gonna unravel a series of questions. And like once you ask that first question they're not prepared for and the truth comes out, you find out more. And that happened 80% of stories.
Oh,
90% of stories.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be like, oh, I played with a Ouija board, my doll moved. And then we'd find out that it was like because their dad was in a satanic cult and their mom was a witch and they also sacrificed their cat and their teacher didn't like
them.
Burying
the lead
there. It was like, but it kept going and it kept going. Or they're like, this only happened once when we found it's been happening for like 9 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it made it really fun. And the cool part too is that like everyone that came out to these shows, like knew who we were.
Yeah.
Because like no one knew what the show was when they were just coming out to support Corey and I.
Yeah.
But they know our personalities. So everyone was so cool with us just like bantering with them, picking like, you know, poking fun, picking out questions. And it was like a really fun, cool way to like have people feel really comfortable sharing their paranormal stories that they had like never, ever shared before. Not even with like there was couples that were there and like we'd bring the girlfriend up and the boyfriend would be like, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We've been dating for 6 years. That's the first time I've ever heard this. Yep. And we're like, why'd you tell us? They're like, we don't know. You'll believe me. So it was really, really.
That part was awesome.
Cool doing that like every single night. And then it got to a point where we always wanted to start the show fun. And then progressively became like 80% serious, 20% comedy. Yeah. And now it's like 65% comedy, 35% serious, but paranormal still through and through the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
But
you guys completed something so important about being a podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, you made people feel very comfortable enough to open themselves and share these like pretty secretive, but for them, almost like traumatic experiences, you know, when it comes to, you know, what they experience, we don't know what we're truly experiencing and dealing with. And for them, they're like, well, I feel comfortable sharing because I know that you guys are going to listen to me and not make fun of me, but you guys definitely made light about it. I've seen the most recent one I've seen is the one in Pinhurst. That one is pretty funny because you created a little game.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It was really, really interesting. Tell us a little more about the game that you had.
Was that demonic dating game, right?
Yes,
Great game.
He had never played. So it's Red Flags. It's a game called Red Flags. And he had never played Red Flags.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I did UCB, I did improv, like I like games, it's fun, it's improv, but you can get, it's like, how do we get the audience involved? How do we make this like more lively?
Right.
Right, because people are coming to an event, like I want them to like leave being like, that was so much fun.
Yeah.
Like I had a great time, and then it warms them up to feel more comfortable.
Like I want to go now.
Yeah, like now they're sharing their stories with someone that they're friends with.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, let's take like the Red Flags game, but let's make it, this is a paranormal show. Mm. Let's make it paranormal. So, you know, the Red Flags game is like there's two great things and then one really terrible thing, but you have to like justify why they should go on a date with you over the other person.
Yeah.
But you know, historically, the game's like you own a yacht, you're a billionaire, and you fart in your sleep.
That's not bad.
But ours was like, you know, you own a yacht, you're a billionaire, but you sacrifice 10 children every time you take a nap. It was like, and then you have to argue.
It's a little paranormal.
Yeah.
But it was just like a fun, and then the game's like, that was the night that we're like, oh, that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
The next up, and then after that, we have Go to Hell.
Yeah.
That game's super. So we like the games get a little bit better. They get more fun. Mm. And it just, I don't know, it became like a staple of all of our future episodes. Like to a point where like we're now splitting our podcast episodes in half because the first hour is so comedically driven that it feels like. Like we just switched our personalities around and went super serious paranormal the second half.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, it's really, I don't know. It's just having fun and.
Mm. Oh yeah.
And I don't know. I really like knowing that people like leave happy.
Yeah.
You know, like good. You can leave and be like, satisfied. Oh, those stories were cool. And it was fun, but I'd rather people be like my fucking cheeks hurt from laughing, you know, and you're like, and how many parents are like, I don't know who you were.
Yep.
My kid wanted me to come, but I fucking love you guys. Yeah. And we're like, yeah, dude.
That's, that's what I was going to say. The amount of parents that were there and, you know, it was exactly that. I've never heard of you guys. I've never seen your videos, but you guys had me laughing so hard. I am a fan now. I'm excited to go watch your ghost hunting videos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She goes, you know, we just want to have fun and get some good evidence, you know?
It's cool. Yeah. Cause like, I don't, like our podcast is live, our show or whatever is live from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
Like episode one until forever. Like we're never gonna do something like this because like We can, but it's so much more fun.
Yeah.
To like be on stools, be on a stage, interact with the audience, walk around. Like next time around, our mics are going to be wireless.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the times we were like catching on our cables and we could only go.
So we can do backflips and stuff now, you know?
We've literally had people, we've had Corbin like crowd surf.
We did.
During a podcast episode. Like, we're like, wait, he can go wherever. We have camera operators that can follow us around. It's not like they're stationed where we know we can't leave our parameters. Like,
in London, Jesus
crowd surfed at our show.
People started bringing things to our shows. Like someone brought like an inflatable Jesus and they threw it at us. And we're like, let's go. Jesus. And then Jesus was our guest for a little bit on stage. Yep. And we were in this like two-story like library hall theater room.
Oh my gosh.
And then I was just like fucking with, sometimes we do reenactments of stories where we'll read a story, but like, you know, let's bring it to life. Like, you know, again, it's a live show.
Yep.
Like, let's people like give them some entertainment, let them feel some energy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
we're not doing like a lectern series. You know what I mean? Like,
It's,
I can go to school for that.
And there was just one story. And this has been coming out for like weeks and weeks and weeks now. But there was just one story where like I was reading it. I have the paper in my hand. He's reenacting. And every once in a while, I add a little thing or two.
Yeah.
Just to like throw a little, you know, acting addition. And there was one point where the house, it was about how she was experiencing paranormal stuff in her one story house. But I changed it to two story house because I knew there was two stories in the room we were in. Mm. And I was like, he had to do whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, there was a ghost upstairs. And this dude had to run off stage, run up, go up the stairs, go up top. And then I'd be like, and then downstairs. And then he would like run downstairs.
Oh, yeah. It was a great cardio day. Yeah. Great cardio.
Just get your Stairmaster out. Like, those would be faster.
It's genuinely like super, super fun. And like, we learned so much. Like, we'll never do it that way again for sure. Cause like, we were literally running 150 to 200 feet long extension cables from my generator, my motorhome to run our sound and lights.
That's what you gotta do.
And we'd bring in our own chairs. Like we literally were hauling around 250 chairs every night, hauling around a stage, speakers, like, you know, all everything that's in this room was with us and had to be torn down and set up every night. And then also do an investigation right after.
Yeah.
So, like, our turner, like, everyone fucking killed it on that.
Yeah.
But also, we nearly killed everyone on that.
I mean, that's production,
roadies,
The amount of flat tires.
Oh, dude.
Side view mirrors unscrewing themselves while driving, like, engines overheating. Like, every problem you could ever imagine mechanically happened on our motorhome and our truck with our trailer.
Jeez.
Like, it was, like, bound to happen, you know, and you're hauling a haunted museum, doing 26 haunted locations in 32 nights.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of the reality of it, too. I mean, you got to do the work. And obviously, like, I mean, we've seen what that work does. Like, you brought it all into fruition. You created, like, this environment and such a wonderful community.
Yeah.
I don't see that often. Mm-mm. Like, I don't. Like, I've seen some, I've been to some pretty unorganized, I'm just going to say it politely, events. One that was supposed to be at the Hollywood sign. Never happened because they never got clearance.
Oh no!
They sold tickets, but didn't do the most important thing.
Oh, what? Boy.
Yeah, it was bad. This was like years ago.
Got it.
And I mean, these are, you know, individuals who are in the field too. And I'm like, it, the most important thing. I already know this. Like, you get the clearance from the like the people up top, and that didn't happen. And fortunately, we're all reimbursed. But still, it was like, oh, come on.
Yeah. So, you got to talk to the sign and ask.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just show up.
I know.
Holly, would you mind if we do this?
Do you care, Holly? Holly, would you let us do this?
How many wet t-shirts do you need?
Yeah, truly. Canceled forever.
So where do you guys see yourselves in 5 or 7 years? Like, we talked about this even before recording. Like, where do you see the overnight? Where do you see Haunted Homies?
Probably like getting dinner at Red Lobster one night.
That's so romantical. Yeah. I know. That's important. Yeah. Maybe an Olive Garden.
I think right now the plans. So as of right now, there are zero. There's nothing confirmed on this schedule this year for what we're doing for Haunted Homies or for the Overnight Channel. There's a lot of stuff that's like we're sitting on and we're deciding. And my nature is I want to reach as high and as far as I can. So like I know what I want to do with the channel, and currently we're engineering some new cameras that don't exist, and I'm really waiting for those, because if we get those cameras it completely changes like how we film, where we go, where we can film.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different things that we're working on. Even Haunted Homies were like, okay, how do we take this to the next step? Because like there were a lot of lessons learned in haunted locations, like not having AC, right? Yeah. Or not having bathrooms that aren't 900 feet away, you know, down a haunted tunnel. So we're working on like what the next evolution of Haunted Homies is. Is it in comedy clubs? Is it in more like halls? Is it in more like theaters that do operate? So we're trying to figure out what's the best place for us to keep that same energy, but also deliver like a really great experience beyond the stage, just in general. Parking, walking in, restrooms, AC, water, commodities. Like, we really want to make sure that people have a great time, and also factor in that when our shows ended, people kind of had to leave because like we had to clear the space, right? We only had it allocated for a certain time.
Yeah.
We want to make it when the show's over, people can hang out and like exchange phone numbers to go ghost hunting and like actually meet each other. Like we really like the community is great and they know us, but we really want to make sure like when the show is over, there's 90 minutes where they can just like hang out. You know what I mean? And just meet each other and like raise their hands and be like, who wants to go to Pennhurst tomorrow? Right. Like, and like create that environment, because I don't know. I think that to me, that's so much more important. Like, yeah, you come out one night to see us, but then you can make friends that last you a lifetime.
That's true. Yep.
So that's like a huge, what we're trying to figure out for Haunted Homies.
Oh yeah.
And fortunately we have so many episodes that we can actually kind of take our time. Cause we don't need to film new ones until I think like June at the early, like June 1st is like kind of, when we get to that cusp of like, we need to film again. And for the overnight channel too, like we're trying to like gauge, like I'm probably in the next 2 weeks or so going to be like, hey, what do you think of these places? You know what I mean? Like, cause I've been emailing, I've been emailing people and waiting for emails, and it's a new year and now I'm starting to get answers like, oh, I never thought you were going to say yes. Like places that no one's ever ghost hunted before. And I'm like, oh, this is really interesting. So yeah, I mean like Mexico's on the horizon, Japan's on the horizon, like France is on the horizon. Like, so it's kind of, it's figuring things out.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese Japan, obviously.
Chuck E. Vegan Cheese.
I mean, when it comes to the paranormal, this is something I've learned too in my paranormal journey. It's just not making connections with the dead, but I feel like I make more of a connection with the living. And I, every time I go out and do like my little paranormal trips, like I always connect with so many amazing people at these locations that they own or run. And we still like are like these little pen pals that email and write each other Christmas cards every year. So it's really, really cool that you guys continue that as like almost like a tradition for people that want to, you know, like dip their toe into this or look further into it, which is really important. That's really great. In your opinion, I always like to ask, everyone this on the show too, like, what is your definition of a ghost? Like, what is your definition of the paranormal from what you've learned?
Oh, that's a good question.
I like
the way you said that. Damn.
That was like the intro to an RV song.
That's a good question. Now let me show you something real quick.
Bust out with the wet t-shirt.
I really don't know, just because I have so many different theories. I would want to hear how you answer this first, because I'm having a hard time even trying to
answer it.
What do I think a ghost is? Like, I believe that a ghost, or if there is a ghost here, like the reason why they are here, it could either be because once they passed, they either were too scared or didn't want to go to the light. So they stayed here on Earth. And then I've heard, though, that if a spirit stays here for too long, like they can leave. At any moment, they can leave. But if they stay here for too long, if a negative energy finds them, that's what can hold them here on Earth. And that's what makes them trapped here. And so that's kind of my theory. And like, it makes sense too, why, you know, if little kids are trapped here, because let's say they're so young, you know, let's say they don't know what to believe. They pass away out of nowhere. They don't know what's going on. So they just stay exactly, you know, where they remember. And then something evil comes along and holds them here. A lot of the places that we went to during tour, we got a lot of the same stuff almost every night, which was a help me, help us, help me. And it's just, we want to help, but can we actually? Like, is it too late? Is there something here that's holding you that even we can't do anything about. Mm-hmm. And so that's just what I think a ghost is. I think a ghost is just the spirit of someone that was too scared to move on from Earth and they got trapped here. They're stuck.
Mm-hmm. I liked what you answered with first. I don't know. And to me, when people say that, is respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what I fear the most is like, well, I have the answer. We really don't.
No.
You're really going to like my answer then. My answer is going to be, I have no fucking clue. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's literally my answer. That's why I was like, you should go first. Because mine's going to be, I have no fucking clue.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, let me fucking tell you guys what a ghost is.
Like, conspiracy theory number one.
No, I have no fucking idea. We've had too much happen for me. Which is strange. The more shit that happens, the less of an idea I have.
Truly, though.
You know, because when you have like one thing you're happening, like, oh, that's a ghost. Mm-hmm. Like the door, that's the door moved. Yeah, yeah. Ghost, ghost makes door move. Ghost, yeah. Ghost is energy. Yeah. Now it's like, no, now I've been communicated with. I've had doors like slam shut on us. Like, and now I'm like, I don't fucking know what any of this is.
Could it be the wind or I don't know. Like, what is it?
Well, and so much of it often is like confirmation bias. So if you think, if you're like an energy-based person, you're gonna default to energy. If you're a ghost-based person, you're going to default to a ghost. I think a lot of it is unlearning your own biases that you're bringing to it. Mm-hmm. Like I was really so religiously like, well, that's an angel and that's a demon and I'm going to hell. Like, no, you're fine. It's fine. Just like unlearning those biases that we bring and just trying to observe, like, this is what's happening without my own opinion on it. It's very tricky.
See, because that's something I believe too. I believe that there are spirits that are stuck here, but then I also believe that there are spirits and, you know, angels and stuff that are not on Earth, but at any moment they can come down and give us signs and talk to us, and then they can just go back. It's so confusing.
Yeah.
It's
it really
so
is.
Weird.
But then you got to ask yourself, which type of angels? The angels from the Old Testament or the new one?
Yeah, them eyeballs.
I know. You're like, what am I
or
looking
the,
at?
The motorcycle group.
Hell's Angels.
Hell's Angels, of course.
Or Charlie's.
Or Charlie's.
They can haunt me anytime. It's fine.
Yeah.
If Lucy Liu shows up, we're good.
How do you how do you deal with the people that say you guys deal with demons? Demons all the time.
The amount of friends.
That, by the way, that was a great impression of Corey.
That was.
Elton, stop dealing with the demons.
Dealing
with the demons.
Need that sound bit.
The amount of my friends that like, and like, these are good friends, and they're just like, you know, you're going to hell because you ghost hunt, right?
Dude, are you only friends with nerds?
Corey, hypothetically, if you would investigate with ghosts every other night, the circulations of you. Okay, I'll stop.
But it's.
She went back. Please do.
Yeah.
Please do.
That bit was too long.
It's just, I'm so against it. I don't believe it at all. You know, people say that we're going to hell and we're going against God because we're ghost hunting. But then it's like, why would God, you know, give these mediums and, you know, these people that are born with these powers and be like, hey, you're going to be born with this, but don't you dare use it. Don't you dare even try to speak to anything.
True
like that doesn't make sense to me.
Yes.
Like I'm very spiritual, but like I was a little religious growing up. Like every single tattoo I have is a religious tattoo, but it's because of ghost hunting why I'm so close with God. Ghost hunting got me closer with God. So I don't know. I hate when people say that, but I think it's just so new. Because I mean, if you were ghost hunting 200 years ago, you know, and you said you got that evidence. When did they immediately kill you?
You were being burnt at the stake.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But back then, so,
now you get a YouTube
the
channel.
Earlier ghost hunters, the earlier ones, like, no one considered what they were doing demonic or they were dealing with demons. They were thinking, like, it was all fake.
Yeah, magic.
You imagine how viral the Salem witches would be on TikTok right now?
Oh, my gosh.
Stupid.
Oh, my God. They'd be huge. Are you fucking kidding? Living in that black house in Salem,
it's
Massachusetts? Oh, my God.
If we get three more Dabriellas, I'll get more gasoline.
Dead.
Thank you so much for the rose, Sarah.
Fire emojis in the comments.
Yes.
Fire emojis for Brittany.
Too soon. Get out of the
studio right now. Our video and sound guy could hear him like laughing and talking right now.
Yeah, yeah. Very professional.
God, could you imagine that?
That'd be so viral.
I know. God. Imagine them on TikTok.
I will.
I know.
The chat is on fire right now. It's just all the commenters up on the stage.
I know. Like, how did we get here?
Abigail Williams?
I know, is that you? guys, this has been such a pleasure. Yes, thank you so much for taking the time out and coming to sit down with us and sharing your experiences, sharing your places. And I'm just like, I'm so happy that we got to finally sit down and meet you because we have so many mutuals and they've spoken so highly of you. And, you know, we all know that they're good people.
I'll keep paying them.
$20 goes a long way.
We'll talk later.
but thank you for having us on. This was sick.
For our listeners that are not too familiar with you guys, where can they find your podcast, your channel, and so on and so forth? How can they stalk you?
Yeah, we're Haunted Homies on everything. TikTok, Instagram, listening platforms, Haunted Homies on YouTube, which is on the Overnight channel. But it's all there. And literally YouTube is youtube.com/overnight. So you can find us there. And then all our personals are linked within those platforms.
Yep.
Wonderful. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us today. And for everyone that's listening, thank you guys for tuning in. Be sure to check us out on all of our socials at Hollyweird Paranormal, including TikTok. And Bryce and I will be bringing out our Haunted East-West Theaters investigation, part one and part two. You'll get to listen about the history, our interview with Andy and everyone a part of the theater. And of course, part two will be our investigation, what our psychic picked up, what we picked up in our EVPs, and so on and so forth. It's really good.
You can watch, I think my favorite part of that, Tammy just looked at me at one point and goes, do you have any questions? Nope, I'm good. Thank you. All right, calm down. You're fine.
Can they also spam the comment section with fire emojis, please?
Yes, please do. That's
all I want.
And steaks. Like meat.
Like big steaks.
T-bone. Like a steak.
A t-bone.
A tenderloin steak on some fire. Yeah, that'd be great.
That's actually all I ever wanted. Thank you so much for knowing.
You're welcome. I picked that up when I walked in the room.
Wow, your clairvoyant gifts are I know. So refined.
I looked at you and went, hungry?
Yeah.
It's like you have ESPN or something, man.
Winded out. Yes.
Bryce, do you have anything else you'd like to say or add?
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, guys. And stay Holly Weird.
Don't fuck with demons.
Yeah.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.